We're going to go to Leonard. We have Leonard. Welcome to the show.
Aaron, how the heck are you? How's Brad?
Hey, we're hanging in there. How you doing?
Oh, just hanging in there, a little bit bummed out about a video I saw earlier, but that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about our dear friend and colleague, Thomas David House of Deegan.
Yes.
Big problem there. He's in a military prison, as you know.
Yes.
I think his only hope is going to be for the assistance from the military. Of course, the provost marshal has been had a complaint submitted to them. What I wanted to do, with your permission, is just read a letter that I wrote to a few of the former rear admirals and brigadier generals of the flag officers, which I wanted to remind the readers, if I could, to please go to their website, the flag officers, and start inundating them with requests to please, you know, stand up for the rule of law. And Thomas had submitted a declaration, which would be a trust, which would kind of take over for like a constitution. But rather than go on with that, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to read what I wrote to these high-ranking officers.
Go ahead.
It's pretty short.
Yeah, go ahead, Leonard.
Yeah, I was involved with the Union States Assembly and wanted to provide you with what I believe to be our last-ditch effort to attempt to contact and assemble pertinent people such as yourself to assist in invoking and enforcing the rule of law, which is and has been absent in our nation for a great number of years due to the complete overthrow by corporate foreign agents purporting to be our lawful government, from the alleged president right on down to a municipal or county dog catcher. Sometime last year, you may have been presented some information regarding the lawful actions that have taken place in West Virginia pertaining to all public officials being put into total default and dishonor via an unanswered and unrebutted complaint, which is still a pending case in the purported state of West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals, case number 150491. And I hope the listeners can take notes of these of this case number so they can look it up and read it for themselves. Again, that would be Supreme Court of Appeals case number 15-0491. Yes, the whole state of the purported West Virginia's current government, from the purported governor down and on down, are imposters currently operating unlawfully and quite possibly under what's called the law of conquest. A lot of this evidence, as you know, Aaron, can be viewed over at hudoc.info.
Correct.
And I'm also going on to say, please find the enclosed what I believe to be the only viable process to enable the people to return to the rule of law by freeing the people from the clutches of the current corporate foreign agent occupation via a trust. An individual declaration of independence is also enclosed, as well as simple rules for the King's Bench, courts, and procedures up to and for the duration of a trial. In other words, this is going to be our courts of record that Thomas spoke about on your show many times. And I don't want to go through that. I'll continue on here just a little bit more. This process will require any and all people to renounce their current corporate and unlawful oaths of office, and possibly even their U.S. citizenship, followed by subscribing to and taking allegiance to an oath to the people as opposed to a corporate government. And this will be implemented and will be mandatory. These enclosed documents are directly authored by Thomas David House of Deegan, who is currently and unlawfully being detained in a military prison in West Virginia. We have all the evidence to show Thomas's incarceration is unlawful, and his purported trial was a total sham regarding the rule of law and was also in direct violation of the original contract, i.e. the Constitution for the United States of America. I respectfully ask that you pass this information and documents onto your trusted circle, and I hope once the evidence is absorbed, you and those in your circle will consider somehow intervening, both saving our nation as well as demand the release of Thomas David House of Deegan from his incarceration, because his brilliance and understanding of the laws of nature, God's law, and natural law is second to none in this world. I don't want to mention the officer's name, but his name, we at least need to do this for our children and grandchildren. There is much more to what I'm attempting to convey to you, and I hope you will look into this and study the website provided above. I truly hope you and others in your circle will follow up with me in regards to this important matter, because I must reiterate that this process followed by enforcement needed to implement such will be, in my opinion, our last bastion of hope for our nation as well as all people on earth. And that's it. That went to those flag officers, and what I'd really like to have people do is start getting on that website at the flag officers. Just Google flag officers, and there'll be lists of names and email address of these former very high up ranking military officers. I also want to make a call out to anybody in the military that has a little bit of rank and can understand what I just conveyed. And with that, I think I'll close, but may God be with you and your family, and I'm very sorry to hear what happened to your dear friend there when she passed, and God bless.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, I talked to Cookie, and I've talked to Phil. You know, I keep up with them. I've not talked to you for a couple months, but you know, I think you're right, Leonard. I think the only thing that's going to help Thomas right now is the military. And I just don't know.
Yeah, that's what we've come down to. You know that Alicia and I went out there for 3 weeks to do every possible legal or lawful angle that we could to get him out of there. And you know, it failed miserably because, you know, when Obama came in for that 45-minute trip right after Thomas was arrested, you know what the reason he was there for.
Oh, yes. Correct? Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's some big deal going on there, and this goes way above the state. I think it goes way beyond even the White House as far as what's happening to Thomas right now.
I think it goes clear to the Pope, but
you're right. I didn't want to say that, but you're absolutely right. He is in default and dishonor anyway by Thomas David House of Deegan. I think you know that. Oh, by the way, how's Miles doing? Have you talked to him?
I haven't talked to Miles for probably a month and a half. Last time I knew, he was doing fine.
That's good.
I did let him know that Phil was going to be on the show last night to tune in, so that he could hear part of Thomas's new work. Because Phil said the work from Thomas right now is just flowing. I don't know what he's going to accomplish with it. That we're right stuck smack dab, Leonard, in the beast system.
Well, we are, but with this trust, if we can get these military people and the white hats, so to speak, to understand what has taken place, Thomas signed that trust, so it is now lawfully in effect. Of course, we're lacking the big thing, and that's enforcement. That's why I'm calling out desperately to arrange enforcement. I think first the imposters in West Virginia need to be cleaned out. I'm not talking physically. I'm talking they just need to be overwhelmed, and they need to be asked to leave their post because they are in default and dishonor, and they are operating on that law of conquest I spoke of. It's so important for people to understand that, and it's so important for them to get onto.
But I don't think people understand the law of conquest. Thomas and I were going to do a show on that, and he got put in the clink. So, I don't think we ever really got to get into it, but that was on our list of things to get into.
Well, in short, the law of conquest is the fact that the rulers have just taken over as if they just won a war, and we know that we've been at war since 33, actually since 61 when Lincoln. But we won't get off into those tangents. But the federal government via Congress, the Supreme Court, and FDR, during the Emergency Bank and Relief Act of 33, they deemed all U.S. citizens as enemy combatants. And I don't want to tell everybody what they have the lawful right to do to those who had taken an oath of office at Article 6, Section 3, oath of office. But I think they can use their imagination. If you see it, the moment you see an enemy, what is the first thing you're going to do to that enemy? You're not going to go hug him and kiss him, right?
No.
So with that, I'll leave that to that, but I'm sure people understand what I mean. But we really need people to get to these flag officers, and we really need anybody that knows anybody in the military with the rank of, let's say, major on up to colonel, maybe even brigadier generals, to please look into this information, because otherwise we're going to lose our nation, and we know that. And this is a worldwide thing. The whole world is incorporated, and they're purporting to be lawful governments, and it's just criminal. And we are going to go down if we don't take care of this now.
Yeah, you're right. We're going to go down, that's for sure.
And, of course, you know, Alicia and I have been going to, we've personally been visiting sheriffs, specific sheriffs that we think are constitutional. We're laying it out about the unlawful oath, telling them why it's unlawful. But anyway, sounds like we got a commercial, Aaron. It's been a pleasure. I didn't mean to hog up the time, but I thought it was important.
Well, thank you, Leonard. I really appreciate hanging there, and I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.